This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And come hail, come shine, come social distancing. We are going to be helping you handle your hump day in style all the way through till 6 o'clock today.
Yes, we will. It's Mad Wednesday in madness, as only it can be with you and I, isn't it, Robbie?
It's never felt madder, has it, Dean? In terms of crazy, I'm not mad at you, I promise.
Well, that's a nice change. But we were going to have a live lounge today, but obviously because of certain circumstances in the world that if you haven't heard about, lucky you, that isn't actually going to be able to happen at the moment. But we thought, you know what, just because this fabulous music artist isn't available to come into the studio and speak to us, that doesn't mean, and play for us and sing for us, it doesn't mean we can't get them to join us here in the studio. Isn't that right, Robbie?
That's right. We absolutely want to make sure that we're still entertaining you each and every Wednesday.
Yes, we are. So we decided to do a phoner instead and play this fabulous artist's new track instead of live in the live lounge here on Joy. Do it in the studio instead and just listen to it. So please welcome Camille. Hello, Camille Trail. How are you? Welcome to Mad Wednesdays.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, that's all right. I think it's important to give you a little bit of a clap, a little bit of applause. It's absolutely lovely to have you with us here. I am in a juggling mood, juggling all of this technology, but I'm having a ball with it.
I'm glad you are because I hate technology.
Now, you have just recently released your new track, Devil's Drink. Are you excited? What's it been like just churning out music that way?
I've been so excited. It's only the second time I've ever released music, so it's still pretty new to me, but it's so exciting. I love it so much. There was I was a little bit kind of nervous to see how it would go compared to the first single, but it's going really well. I'm super excited.
Which is absolutely wonderful. Is it nerve-wracking because when you get a good response to your first one, you're like, oh, will it be as good? Will people respond the same way?
Yeah, definitely. I felt almost a tiny bit of pressure to think, okay, like, I've got a good response. Now the second one really is whether you can, it's not a fluke. Like, it's like, yep, I'm still here. I've got another good song. So, yeah.
Now, I had an interesting story that during his set at the Tamworth Country Music Festival in January, Shane Nicholson, who's a singer, songwriter, producer, and a champion of emerging artists, invited a guest to the stage, and that was you, a young singer, songwriter from central Queensland, who a debut album Shane had just produced. And one of the interesting things about you is that Shane told the audience that as his guests took to the stage, that as you came to the stage, that you were the only person he'd ever worked with who paid for the recording of their album by selling a couple of bulls. Is that true?
True. Yeah, I'm on a property, so I have a few stud cattle and some commercial cattle. So I saved up some money and sold a few bulls, and yeah, that funded the album.
I mean, I guess you've got to be creative about when you're trying to be an independent music artist and putting all this together, you've got to be creative about how you do it. Most people would go, I guess I'll just set up a Patreon at home or eat ramen for a while. But you just went, nah, this is what I can do and this is how I can do it, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's a bit different, and I guess being a country music artist as well, it's quite fitting, I guess.
Camille, this is your first album, but it's not. It's certainly you're not new to the foray of music. You learned how to play piano when you were 8. I think I learned how to glue macaroni to a box with some craft glue when I was 8.
Be honest, Robbie, that was last week.
And you soon started writing your own songs after that. Do you remember that time very much at all?
Yeah, I think during that time I wasn't even really thinking about music in a career or anything. I think I was just really enjoying it as a hobby because I didn't know that you could actually be a singer-songwriter. So I think when I was young I just loved playing and I didn't really think of anything else. So it's kind of nice. I almost kind of wish I could be like my little 8-year-old Camille again because you're just playing music and you forget about the world and there's no pressure. But
Well, you're also still young now. Like you, it's not exactly, you know, you're still very young and now you're creating music for the world to hear. And we're up to your second release now with Devil's Drink. But was it really, was it an odd experience when you thought, all right, this is something I'm actually doing now. I'm creating this music, I'm creating art, and people are responding to it.
Yeah, it was a bit weird actually because when I first released the first single, the next few days after that were just like really hectic and a good hectic. Like I was doing interviews, I was like, wow, so is this my job now? I'm like, it doesn't feel like a job. This is really cool.
One of the interesting things we've been talking about today on the show is because I know a lot of people are feeling really anxious and even though we're going to play your new track shortly here on Joy, we've decided we're going to make a Mad Wednesday COVID-19 playlist where everyone can just dance around in their home and have a good time with. What's an artist that's really inspired you or a song that you just like to hear that just gets your foot tapping?
Ooh.
I've thrown it at you.
One of my biggest ones. I love Fleetwood Mac. Oh. So maybe like Rhiannon.
But picking one Fleetwood Mac song, that's the problem. I can't pick just one.
Yeah, it's really hard. I love Fleetwood Mac, but I reckon my favourite might have to be Rhiannon.
I think one of the things I love as well, just where Fleetwood Mac's concerned, is we all keep thinking about these upbeat songs, but that's one where you can, there's so many songs that you can just feel for and feel the emotion for and just do it your way and dance to it, which is great. Do you feel kind of that same way? Being a country music artist, when you're entering the world with music, everyone always thinks of pop, but I really love the amount of country music that's coming out of Australia and so many artists that are just shining at the moment.
Yeah, and I think country music is really kind of, it's coming, it's kind of merging into the pop world a little bit. Like, it's becoming a lot more known to people and, like, it's not all about singing about your tractor or your dog or things like that. It's, like, country is, like, actually really broad. Like, you have alt country and blues country, so it's a really big genre and I think it's really nice that it's gaining a lot more traction now.
Camille, you're talking about, you know, where you get inspirations for songs for. We're going to hear your single Devil's Drink in a moment. You touched on and have been very open about the fact that that it's inspired partially by your experience with anxiety in the past. What's it like to bring those feelings and emotions to the stage and to the public eye?
I don't ever really get nervous about talking about, like, how I get a bit of anxiety and stress because I think it's, a lot of people have it, so I think it's important to share that so then people know that they're not alone in it. So, yeah, and I think if someone has it and we should all just band together and kind of help each other out, so I guess, and also publicising it makes it a bit more normal, I guess, as well.
So for Devil's Drink, was that kind of an inspiration about sharing it or just sharing a part of you and putting it out to the world?
When I first started writing Devil's Drink, I actually didn't know what it was about. It was the first song that I'd started writing where I was like, oh, I don't know what this is about. And towards the end, it was kind of like a little discovery. I was like, oh, wow, like, it's, like, kind of, for me, it was about trying to run off my anxiety. So I guess it's a little part of me kind of out into the world. But I guess it could be anything for anyone as well.
Well, why don't we have a listen right now? Camille, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. We were going to have you here live in the studio. And you know what? Next time you are in Melbourne, we can't wait to have you come and join us and do our own live lounge that way. So this is Camille Traill's Devil's Drink. You know what? Music is the best thing to do if you're just hanging out at home and relaxing. Why not buy this track and have a listen to it? Thank you so much for joining us today on the show, Camille. It's been wonderful having you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're on Mab Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and this is Devil's Drink.
He knows where I'm going. He hears us talking in the wind. I see him everywhere. I can feel that burning stare. To shake him off, but everything I do keeps bringing back. I'm trying to shake him off. Everything I do keeps bringing him.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.